I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Scherbel, and this week on Wordmaster, questions and more questions.
Listener Ahmed Mustake sends this question by email from somewhere in cyberspace. Could you please tell me about the word being?
Being is used as a verb when you talk about a continuous situation. For instance, the Irish-born playwright Oscar Wilde wrote a comedy called The Importance of Being Earnest.
It can also mean something that exists, like a human being. There it's used as a noun, and it can modify a noun. When people say, for the time being, being serves as an adjective.
For the time being means for now, the present time. In other words, until something changes. Some people also use being in place of because or since, as in the phrase being as how.
Now, being as how we don't have much time, we move on to a question that should resound with teachers everywhere. It's from Diane Gray in Moscow. She's new to English teaching, and we've answered some of her questions before.
Recently, Diane was invited to help a group of 4 new students. Her question, how can these students be corrected as a group, if so, without embarrassing anyone?
Well, as it turned out, Diane answered her own question this time. She wrote back to say, what I did with my new group of students was to ask them how they feel comfortable about being corrected as a group. They said I should just correct them, and they would not get upset about it. So we're trying that.
Next, a question from a listener in Bangladesh who's also written us before. Azmul Haq in Dhaka asks us to explain what's called an oxymoron.
That word, which comes to us from Greek, is a combination of words that seem to make no sense being together. Yet, despite the contradiction, people use them.
Here are some examples. Healthy tan, jumbo shrimp, working vacation, peace force, and pretty ugly.
These examples come from the top 20 of oxymoronlist.com. Number 20, by the way, is government organization.
Hello, I'm Mr. Red.
A horse is a horse, of course, and no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Ed.
And now the most unusual question we've ever gotten. A listener in China would like to know what we Americans say to a horse to urge it to move faster.
In my country, writes Pan Runjiao in Shanghai, people utter the sound like jar, jar, jar.
Well, for an answer, we turn to a horse expert, Nancy Smart at Longevity Farm in Maryland.
Actually, it's kind of an interesting question because, in fact, we don't say much. If anything, we clock at it. We go, you know, quick, 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 quick. But really, mostly the way we ask our horses to go faster is with our legs and our seats and our hands, our nonverbal aids. If I'm asking my horse to move from a walk to a trot, I'll just squeeze gently with my calves, and he will move into a trot.
Do you ever use the expression, whoa, Nelly?
Never. Never. I know what it means. It means stop, horse. But it's not something I've ever in my life used.
Nancy Smart, accomplished equestrian, and until she retired from VOA last year, our editor on Wordmaster. But while serious writers like Nancy may bridle at the term, whoa, Nelly, it's used as slang to tell a person to slow down, like if someone is talking too fast or coming on too strong.
And while you're talking like a make-believe cowboy, you might also say that you've got to giddy up and go. And that's what we've got to do. Catch us on the web at voanews.com/wordmaster. And our email address is word@voanews.com. With Roseanne Scherbel, I'm Avi Arditi.
I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lonely jimson weed. Back in the saddle again, riding the range once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-o, rocking to and fro. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-yay, I go my way. back in the saddle again.